This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9. It's that time of year, SJ, where people invite you to things. There's parties, there's Christmas events, there's all kinds of things happening.
You've got something happening on Saturday that you're trying to get out of.
And here's the thing, right? I was invited to it. Sometimes I hate when things are like invited way in advance because, you know, it's really hard to think of an excuse when it's like 6 weeks away.
Yeah.
Unless you literally have like some massive event on, because you can't really say, oh, I'm working or something, you know, because that's kind of one of the go-to excuses, right? Oh, I'm working, or oh, I'm not feeling very well or whatever. Like if someone said to me today, hey, there's an event on this weekend, I could easily go, oh, you know what? I've actually got plans. I'm really sorry, but have a great night. I wouldn't feel bad about it. But 6 weeks in advance, it's quite tricky.
What's the event?
It's like a birthday, but it's like a joint birthday as well.
You have to go.
I'm friends with both of them, but I'm like more friendly with one than the other. And then there's all these people going, and honestly, half of them I don't like as well, which is, I know, right?
Okay, can you go for a little bit and then say that you've got another engagement to go to after?
But it's like a dinner. I sort of don't want to pay for the dinner. Like I don't.
Okay, so can you say that you're really broke and you can join them for a drink before dinner? You know, like then you're at least making an effort and going, hey, I'd love to see you guys. I'm really stuck for cash at the moment. I'll definitely come have a couple of drinks with you and then leave before you eat.
Can I say the broke thing and not go at all?
No. I don't think you can.
Because that's what I want to do. I want to go, look, guys, I'm broke. Because it's actually not far from the truth. I don't have a lot of money. Christmas is coming up. You know, I'm going to my best friend's weddings in early December. I've got Christmas parties, two of them at work. And then I've got Christmas Day as well. You know what I mean? Christmas is an expensive time.
Yeah.
So to go, and it's not just me, it's me and my partner, right? So for both of us to go and like pay for a three-course meal or whatever, it's just not convenient in any sort of way.
I reckon you'll get out as, go for one or two drinks, go, hey, we can't afford the dinner, it would be great to see you guys. Then at least you're making a half effort and the rest of the night you're still free.
Yeah.
I think. But I mean, like, have you got a better excuse for Luke, basically, than that? I mean, you could do toothache, you could do you feeling ill, but they just ring untrue.
They do, don't they? Especially you wait till the day of, oh, I'm actually unwell. Because I hate when people do that to me.
Yeah.
I really hate
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Is there a go-to excuse that you use that actually works? So people go, oh, no, okay, totally fair enough, totally get it, and people don't hound you or harass you? Mm. Is there a magic excuse that works for everything that no one can argue with?
That sounds amazing.
0427 Joy 949. We're looking for the holy grail of excuses. That's what we're after today. The holiday season is coming up. We need to arm ourselves. Prepare.
Yeah, and you don't want to say that someone's passed away because it's like very whole boy who cried wolf thing. You know what I mean?
That's bad karma.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
That's a big lie.
It is.
Stay away from the massive lie. Something that's, you know, kind of believable enough that people don't argue with.
But not horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0427 Joy 949. Let us know. What is your ultimate holy grail excuse? Luke needs it.
I need help, please. I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. Someone help me.
We're talking about excuses for Luke this weekend. He's trying to get out of something he doesn't want to go to.
Yeah, it's just a birthday. I just don't feel like I really like everyone enough there to go. Well, and it's kind of annoying.
Thanks very much to Anastasia, who's texting and going, if you don't like them anyway, don't bother going. Say you've got explosive diarrhea and you have to wear nappies. But no one can argue with that. That's a great excuse. That's the thing.
I mean, I know when I answer the sort of sick phone at work and it's an employee and they say, look, I've got diarrhea. I'm just like, yeah, good. No, that's fine. I don't want to know anything else. You are fine. Stay home forever.
The other good excuse that works is that, hey, I've just had a fight with my partner and I don't think we're going to make it. Because people don't want to kind of delve into personal stuff either. So it's like, oh, okay.
But you know, I've tried that before with an ex, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're actually not going through a good time right now in a rough patch. We had a fight. And then the friend was so worried, they actually rang my ex and the partner at the time and rang him and was like, oh, so we hear you and Luke are having some trouble. Are you okay? We were actually fine at the time. Like, it was like nothing had happened.
Had you prepped him to be like,
no.
Oh.
Well, I didn't think the friend would call and check. I thought it'd be just like a done and done dusted kind of thing. And so he called and was like, oh, are you guys okay? I heard you guys are having problems. So then, of course, my partner at the time panicked and thought, are we having problems? You haven't told me. And I was like, no, I just didn't want to go. And I got in trouble for using the, and we had an actual fight because
lying
I'd used the excuse.
Lying is bad.
Lying is bad.
I was saying to Alice as well, like, I mean, the girls, you can always do the whole, oh, it's my time of the month thing as well. But I don't know, there's something like, for me, I feel like it's doing my gender a disservice to use that as an excuse if it's not true. Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of like, I don't know, just, I think you should just suck it up, go for a couple and then leave. You made the effort. It's so much less stressful to just go.
I don't
Look
know.
At this. You're a week in advance and you're so stressed about it, you might as well just go. Or use Anastasia's excuse for explosive diarrhea.
It's not a bad one.
It's not a bad one. It's really good.
It's intense is what it is. Yeah, I think I might, because, I mean, I'm not going to be out at a different bar. I'm not, like, blowing them off for something else. Like, it's just like a social anxiety thing. I don't want to go. Like, it's just...
You just can't be bothered.
I just don't want to deal with all the people I don't like and don't know very well and meeting people and being polite to randoms. And, you know, in those group birthday things, like, I like the person, but I'm not their best friend, right?
Yeah.
They're going to sit with their best friends all around them. I'm going to be at some other end of the friggin' table with like a bunch of randos sitting there making awkward small talk about my life and about their sad little life. I don't want to do
you
that.
You might make new friends.
I want new friends. Okay. I hate new friends.
Okay, well, maybe what you do then is you text and go, hey, I've got massive social anxiety. This is giving me stress. I'm not going to come. I hope you understand.
Yeah, exactly. Just play the anxiety card. I've got anxiety. I'm not coming.
Because, I mean, no one can argue with that either.
It's true.
It's like, hey, I'm having a panic attack at home. I can't leave the house. I'm feeling really agoraphobic right now. I'm not leaving.
I feel like that's mean to my friends that actually go through really bad anxiety when I'm sort of just like...
It's just a little bit socially anxious.
Just a little bit socially anxious and just don't like people that much. It's like a different thing.
You're screwed, babe. Sorry.
If you have an excuse for me, if you do have one, let me know. Here on the Brekkie Bears. Why are you laughing at me?
Because we've just had a text message in going, has it occurred to you that the dinner friends, hosts and or others going are listening to the show right now? Because Luke's feeling a bit like he doesn't want to do something on the weekend. Have you just totes been busted?
Well, I don't think so. I've been very honest is what I have been.
You have been honest.
I didn't bag my actual friend whose birthday it is. I just said that I don't want to be stuck on a loser table with all of their loser friends I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. You keep digging that hole. We had another text message in going, how about if you use the excuse, I have to take my pet to the vet? That's quite a good one.
That's kind of on the level of like a dead relative for me, though. Because like everyone that knows me knows I love my dogs like they're my kids. So if I'm saying I have to take my dog to the vet, that's kind of, for me, pushing it a little bit too far.
Yeah, that's
I don't feel
bad.
Comfortable with that. You know what I mean? Because I love them so much. I'd be so upset if it actually was the case.
Someone else texted in saying, tell them the truth. They probably won't want you there if you're going to be mopey all night anyway.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I mean, I wouldn't be mopey. I'm a delight. I mean,
apparently, a lying delight who doesn't want to go to social functions. Luke's the best.
not all social functions, just like, you know sometimes what it's like, you know, and it's a joint birthday and you know there's people there that you don't like and you don't know and it's just hard.
I really hope no one is going to be at this thing who's actually listening right now.
I hope they actually have like a guessing game of who I don't like. I like that idea. I'll be there in spirit, you know what I mean? Because the hosts I love, like they're fine. It's the other people I'm not sure about, you know, and I think everyone's had a situation like that where there's people going they don't like and they don't want to go because of that.
I've got a couple of friends like that. It's the pseudo friendships where it's almost like a strategic friendship where you've got so many mutual friends in common that even though you don't like that one specific person, it's easier to just remain friends with them and invite them to things than create drama and rifts within the friendship group.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, politics, man. Friendship
and like,
politics.
If either of these people who are having their birthday this weekend said to me, let's go out for a lunch, just me and you, I'd go in a second.
Yeah.
It's not about them.
Well, maybe that's what you say then is, hey, love you to bits and pieces, kind of not very comfortable doing a big crowd thing. Can I take you out for a birthday lunch just on your own?
That's a good idea. super honest. That. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, yeah. I just don't want to deal
I'm
with the entire thing.
I'm a boring old person. I don't want to socialize on a Saturday with fun people like your friends who I don't know.
Fun people. Inverted commas. Fun people. Whatever.
Thank you very much for all your text messages in. Let's see next week what Luke does.
Exactly. I mean, the aftermath. I'll be probably lynch mobbed or something.
I reckon.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.